You've heard the lurid tales, drunken and immoral behavior overseas, letting potentially dangerous social climbers into state dinners, not stopping White House intruders until they got to the foot of the staircase leading to the first family living quarters. The Secret Service has made considerable progress, though, towards improvement. That's according to a just-completed study by the National Academy of Public Administration. Here with details, Joe Mitchell, Director of Academy Programs, and Pam Hayes, a senior fellow. Good to have you both on.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Let's talk about the overall findings of this very comprehensive study that the Academy did of Secret Service. My sense is that you give them a lot of credit for how far they have come.
We do. So our Academy panel determined that Secret Service has taken significant, wide-ranging, and important actions to transform the way it does business. The agency leadership has taken these actions in a short time, and we think that that's they're demonstrating a strong commitment to change.
Because a former leader was brought back out of retirement to take over. Right. And there was questions, I think, at that time. Some in Congress were wondering, some of the press were wondering, can a person with such a long history at the agency really be an agent of change? But it sounds like Joe Clancy has been.
Yeah, he has been. He's taken this seriously, the outside recommendations, and they've made a lot of efforts to transform.
He's made a big commitment to leadership and reforming the organization. He's brought in senior leaders, people with talent. His background is in protection and law enforcement. So he's brought in a chief operating officer and professionalized leadership to help him.
Interesting dynamic. Someone who did lead the agency then right. came back and made all of these radical changes. What does that say about the argument whether someone has to be an outsider or an insider?
Well, so I think it's a blend. So there was a lot of comment from the House Oversight Government Reform Report and the Professional Mission Panel, which provided all the recommendations that the agency's been responsive to about bringing in outside expertise. And I think, there's a balance there now. People who know what the agency is about and how it operates and understands the culture, but then enough outside expertise to help you do things like finance and IT in an appropriate way.
So the Academy made 11 overall recommendations for continued improvement at Secret Service. Just summarize what categories they generally fall in.
So our overall recommendation was that we believe that they need to continue to work to institutionalize this transformation. We recommended a more strategic management approach that would include a strategic plan as well as an updated human capital plan. We also had recommendations in the areas of a chief financial officer, in the areas of IT, and in the ethics compliance officer that right. Pam can discuss.
Okay, let's talk about IT and technology. Okay. That's kind of foundational to mm-hmm. everything every agency does.
The Secret Service, before they began their reforms, and they've really restructured the organization to elevate these professional areas, information technology management was a part of another function that looked at technology, including, for example, designing the president's limousine, crash gates, cameras, and those two areas were together. And when Director Clancy came in, he separated them out and created a technology officer to be in charge of that mission-related technology. And really, that really helps the protective mission and the investigation mission in terms of leveraging the people with technology. And then they created a chief information officer's office and housed all of the IT technology infrastructure there and put a person in charge of it as a chief information officer, Kevin Naley, from the Marine Corps, who's just really active. He's developed a strategic plan and just really reformed where they're headed.
So that's really what you would call a major modernization.
Very much. Very much. And best practices in terms of having a chief information officer. He's brought his knowledge from expertise in IT and his relationships to the job. He's set up a customer service team that helps people use technology better within the organization, desktop refresh programs. He's focused on security issues and those issues that came up with House Oversight and Government Reform with people having access to systems they shouldn't have access to.
We're speaking with Pam Hayes, a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration, and Joe Mitchell, Director of Academy Programs there. And let's move on to the recommendation to assess the CFO office. Sounds like perhaps they have some work to do in financial management at Secret Service.
Well, so the CFO has demonstrated a lot of leadership here in this area. Over the past year, the Secret Service elevated and professionalized this position. But we do think that there are some additional steps that need to be taken in terms of assessing the organization, and especially in terms of working to develop a longer-term budget, given the challenges that they face with reduced budgets and uncertainty due to continuing resolutions. Our panel recommended that they develop a baseline budget request that adequately supports their needs, and also that will give them multi-year budget authority.
What we've seen from the CFO in terms of, again, some best practices is she issued, when she was elevated to the CFO, she issued a strategic plan that outlined very broad goals for improving the competencies of the staff, for having better funds control, which is a recommendation of the House Oversight Committee, specifically requiring that people who are accountable for funds within the agency have funding plans, and she reviews their execution quarterly. So a lot of work with others in oversight and management.
And let's talk about the establishment of an ethics compliance officer, something mm-hmm. that you've recommended too, because many of the problems with Secret Service had an ethical component to them going back a couple of years.
Since 2013, the Secret Service has really reinforced the importance of ethics and standards of conduct. They established an Office of Integrity that oversees adherence to those standards, and have developed enhanced training and messaging. But we do think that could be strengthened and by establishing a full-time ethics and compliance officer in the Office of Integrity to ensure that their ethics program is proactive, not reactive.
So a lot of recommendations, a lot of progress. Let me ask you this. Throughout all of this, is it the finding or your sense that the Secret Service was nevertheless able to deliver on its basic mission of protection, and then to a lesser extent currency protection, some of the financial things that it does outside of the most famous and visible activity of protecting the president and the administration members? Was that ever in jeopardy through this?
So we made the point in the report, and it's a really important consideration. They are a law enforcement agency, but unusual as compared to others. They really have a zero failure mission. I mean, they can't let down their guard. They've got to protect the nation's assets, and that's what they focus on. And so that's how they prioritize their work, and they've maintained that. And I think really important to understand is they've maintained that despite a budget that's been reduced through the sequestration and through budget reductions and significant reductions in staffing. So while their work really accelerated over the last 5 years with additional security events, additional protective people to protect and assets to protect, they've maintained their posture of protection and maintained a really strong investigation program in terms of cybersecurity and counterfeit.
And what about the morale of the agents? Because that was an issue, and right, always an issue, I guess, in any federal agency. Do you sense that that is on the mend?
So it's on the mend. We definitely got the impression it's on the mend. The Secret Service has put in place employee assistance programs. They've done studies with the employees and surveys to find out how they feel the federal employee results are improving slightly. I think the challenge here is, because of their zero failure mission, agents, have to respond. They sacrifice their family time, their health, and their vacations, and in some cases, training to do the mission. And key to all of this is making sure that the agency can increase their staffing. Because they've been so short-staffed, agents have not been able to take time off, have not been able to take training, as well as the uniform division, not just the agents. And so they really need to continue to work on staffing and get their staffing up to the desired level. So then you'll see a big improvement in morale.
Any reaction yet to the report from Secret Service or Congress?
Secret Service has been very supportive of the recommendations that we made and has committed to moving out on implementing those recommendations. So we've been very, very pleased with that. And we're also ready to assist Congress with its oversight authority.
Joe Mitchell is Director of Academy Programs, and Pam Hayes, a Senior Fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much to you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you much.